Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Job's response to the Lord is very honest. Quote, "Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further." Job 40, verses 4 and 5. The word vile, although often translated cursed, carries the main idea of making light of, a triviality, without much substance. Job has been arrested by his own superficial view of life. He has realized that all human attempts to resolve the problems of evil are inevitably oversimplified. In the grand scheme of things, making snowflakes and sunrises is already far outside the limits of Job's expertise, let alone managing the seas and the stars. God's strategy has been designed not only to silence Job, but to comfort him as well. The complexities of nature are beyond him. So what of the even more complicated interplay between good and evil in the world? It was only in life's rearview mirror that Joseph could see how God's moral light had extinguished the darkness. Quote, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Genesis 50, verse 20. One of the underlying themes of the Lord's illustrations is his being there. Quote, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?" Job 38, verse 4, he asks. In other words, "I've been at this a long time, and I don't miss a thing. My creatures crying for food, or they're giving birth, or my sending rain on the regions that man doesn't tend." Where do we find comfort in all this? It's not so much in the realm of our understanding, but in God's undergirding that we gain strength to go on in the midst of troubles. Quote, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. No matter how far down we go, we can always say, "Yes, but underneath."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.